Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Neil Potter, and in this show, we're going to discuss using a spreadsheet for defect logging and statistics. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask, please use the question comment box below. So back in the inspection course, we had you use a PDF version of the inspection statistics summary sheet and defect log. And that was a way to kind of learn the metrics and how to kind of use the data from inspections. So now we're going to go through a spreadsheet version and discuss how this works and which ways you could use it in a meeting. So if you go to the class materials website, inspection-class.html, you'll find a file there called TPG, which stands for the process group, TPG-summary-log-sheet-1p2 for version 1.2.xls. So TPG-summary-log-sheet-1.2.xls. And if you open that file now, we'll go through that and kind of show you how to use it. So if you open the file and have a look, you'll find the first block of items there is the same as the top area of the paper version you were using before. So line 7, inspection date, then we have the moderator. Line 9 is the product being inspected, the version. And then 11, we have the name of the project. 12, if it was initial inspection or not, it could have been a re-inspection. The document type, for example, code or requirements or design. The section to be inspected, and the size of the section that was inspected. Typically, either we're going to pick out pages for a document or a number of lines of code for a code, but we could pick out modules or a number of PowerPoint slides or some other unit. You pick out the unit basically which you want to use to figure out defect density and quality later on. Now, you'll notice that the fields here are yellow, and they are for your input of the data, and then we're going to calculate in blue the results and the analysis of the data. So number 17, start the logging time. So if you have a low-level document and you started at 8 o'clock, you would type in 8:00. I put the time format in there so it will calculate the number of minutes by subtracting line 18 from 17. Now, we are referring to here the time for the low-level document. In the inspection meeting, you may have spent 5 or 10 minutes logging defects in the high-level document, if there were any found, and logging defects in the standard and common error checklist, again, if there were any found. So to keep the numbers normalized or around the low-level document, we're going to basically assume that defect logging period of the high-level document, standard and checklist are very small, and then as soon as you start to log defects in the low-level document, you'd record the start time of that part. Then all the numbers would then match that particular document. So it does the calculation for you for the end time, the duration based upon the end time. And then 9:21, if the document owner spent a few minutes to print off the document and get it ready for the kickoff meeting, that would be maybe 5 or 10 minutes on line 21 of one person. And then if you did a kickoff meeting for maybe 10 minutes, you write in 10 clock minutes in line 22. Now, if the very beginning inspection you ever did, you may have presented the kickoff slides to the new inspectors so they knew how to participate. I would not include that in this particular session here because that's only a one-time event, and you want to be recording the meeting time of the kickoff meeting for most regular times when you don't have to bring them up to speed and train those. Now, when they do their preparation, they come back around for the logging meeting, and then we're going to ask them questions about time spent and defects found. So time spent is on line 25. Now, I put 7 inspectors there just to make sure the spreadsheet was big enough for most big inspections. Typically, you're going to have three or four inspectors only. You type in the numbers in minutes, and then the spreadsheet will then add up those for you and give you a total of prep time on line 24. Now, before I discuss line 33, let's take a look at the log sheet and see how that works, because the log sheet below then feeds into the calculations on line 33. So if you go to line 58, there's four columns. The first one is an automatic ID, a number given to the defect. It's just as a quick reference point if you ever need to go back and discuss in the meeting a specific defect, then you can identify it quickly by just giving it the number, defect number one or number two, and that is sequential as you add in data to that log. The second column over is the location. This is a text field, and you can type in the line number, paragraph number, or section number, or all three to refer to where the defect is located in the document. On the third column, we have a severity scheme. I put a generic 1 through 4 and a Q for a question, either a lowercase or an uppercase Q. So type in a number 1 through 4. Again, you may not be using a category 4, so 1 through 3 will be fine. And as you type in a number into that cell, you'll notice on the top right there is a bar chart, and the bar chart starts to be populated with the counts of those defects. You'll also notice on line 33, 34, 35, 36, and 37, and 38, and 39, it adds up those numbers too and separates them out by severity and question. So the location field is a text field. The severity field is a specific number which it recognizes to do the calculations from. And the description field is a text field again to type any defect definition so the document owner can rework the document afterwards. Now, after you've done that, the lines 33 through 39 are then automatically added. And then if you go down to line 43, you'll see the number of participants and the number of inspectors. Now, in almost all inspections you'll do, you're going to moderate and probably be the scribe too. And you'll have inspectors obviously do their role as inspector looking for defects. So in almost all situations, you're going to enter the full team size on line 43, and then the full team size minus 1 minus the moderator on line 44. But I broke them out as separate input fields there because you may decide long term that when you have a very familiar team of inspectors and very familiar moderator, that the moderator may decide to do some preparation and actually log defects at the same time in the meeting. Now, this really assumes that the team members understand the inspection process well enough where there's never any conflict or problem in the moderators saying particular things to upset the inspectors or losing kind of track of where they stand or being too slow in scribing and bringing the whole meeting down in terms of its performance. So I would say to begin with, get the inspection moderator skill under control and do it well so your teams are happy with the result and measure the result using the numbers below. And then if you decide long term to then participate in the inspection, then do that knowing there's a risk you may be downgrading the rest of the inspection process. But when you're particularly experienced and you have an experienced team, this actually can work out fine. Line 45 is the defects found per effort hour. So the spreadsheet will then add up all the minutes you typed in, calculate to hours, and divide into the total number of defects. That gives you the find rate, the effort hours required to find an average defect. Again, this can be compared to other methods like walkthroughs, reviews, and testing. But line 46 is the same calculation, but without the severity threes and fours. So again, long term, you may want to compare how many big things you found and not dilute that with the number of minors. When you're in system tests, you don't find typically code formatting issues and comment issues in the code or grammar mistakes typically in a user guide. You'd find more significant functional defects. So to make these numbers a little bit more comparable, then we're going to take out the minors and trivials in line 46. And then line 47 is the item logging rate. Again, if you have a 60-minute meeting and 60 items are logged, questions and defects, then it will be turn out to be 1.0 as a ratio. And the goal is to aim between 1.0 and 2.0. And if you do that, you have a very efficient meeting. So you can play with the spreadsheet, and you can type in some example defect entries and the example clock times of the meeting, and you can see that ratio then calculate. So keep in mind, if you achieve less than 1.0 as a rate, that can still be a very good meeting, and you found some very good defects, and it's very worthwhile. All it's telling you is that next time you may be able to be a little bit more concise or quicker in terms of how you log defects to get the rate back up again. It's just immediate feedback about improvements you could make in the future. Line 48 is the preparation time per page per person. Now, we had given guidelines beforehand about 10 pages, which required 2 hours of preparation time and 2 hours of logging time, and equivalent to 300 lines of code without comments was about an hour and a half of logging time and preparation time. But as you collect data, maybe for another type of document like PowerPoint, you start to realize there are other ratios that are more useful, or you adjust the guidelines we have provided to begin with. So for example, if I do many inspections of PowerPoint slides and I collect the total preparation time, the number of PowerPoint slides and number of inspectors, I can then derive a number, a ratio, to kind of use next time. I can recommend to the team next time we spend maybe 2.5 minutes per PowerPoint slide on average to prepare. And if I have a file which may be 200 PowerPoint slides long, I can even calculate how long that would take to both prepare and log defects in. So again, this is more of a long-term use. I will keep with the guidelines we provided until you have better data based upon your experience. And then line 40, and then 49 and 50 are the defect density calculations. Again, the first one is all defects, severity 1, 2, 3, and 4, but without questions, because they've not been resolved yet to be defects. And then, again, long-term, you'll care how good the quality is for major things or critical things, and we have a similar calculation on line 50, which then takes out the severity 3s and 4s. So use this as a spreadsheet in a meeting with the scribe using it and the document author or document owner or author sitting next to the scribe. So he or she can see the spreadsheet and see the defects being logged, and or use a projector to display the spreadsheet so the whole team can see the defects being logged. Or you may decide to link the screens together, and you can actually share the screens and everybody can see what's being typed if you don't have access to a projector. Or if you're going to do remote inspections, that would be a good way to do it too. You could use voice over internet, tie the screens together, run the live meeting at a particular time frame, and then actually everybody sees what is being logged on the sheet to avoid some of the extra discussion points where they don't understand the defect, or they want to clarify what's being written down so they can rework that easier downstream. Now, one other little comment about other tools out there. You may be familiar with other collaboration tools which actually work very well. And one of them is actually called Code Collaborator. I happen to have one client that was using this recently. And Code Collaborator, I think it's by a company called SmartBear. It is just for code, so it has a little limitation there. But if you have a code area or a section to mark up, you can distribute that link to the inspectors. Now, as they log defects, it records the defect in the code itself with a color scheme, so you can see who is marking up what defect in the code. They could do that remotely, offline, and then you can see the log of the results when you check back in. Now, I'd like to keep one thing in mind. When you go to a collaboration tool like that, you're basically doing very good preparation and markup, but you're not doing the logging phase. So you're not really doing inspection as been described. You may want to call it a different type of a skill as you do inspect and do a defect identification, that style. And be cautious of one thing. Just because you have a better way to do preparation and a better way to record defects and the statistics, and I understand that tool does a very good job at doing that, you still don't know, as a moderator, whether the team members understood the code, spent the time to look for defects, and looked at the whole code area which you had assigned to them. So things like assigning areas of focus always is also a little bit nebulous too. So when you do tools like that, be wary that there's a live meeting in addition to really discuss what was found in the preparation phase and be able to look for further ideas and further defects due to the discussion. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box below. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search GoGo Radio for my name, Neil Potter, P-O-T-T-E-R. If there's a show you would like me to do, please send me an email and let me know. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.